into the end. There's no place for argument.
You are God all by yourself.
You are God.
You are God. From beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
You are God.
And you are beginning to the end. There is no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
Our Father and our God, we give you thanks, we give you praise for your faithfulness. Lord, speak your word in the language you can understand. Bless us through your word this evening. Open our hearts to receive from you. Lord, enable your words. That through it, Lord, we'll be taken to a next level. Through it, Lord, you will remove embarrassment from our lives. We give you thanks, we give you praise. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Welcome to the evening session of our congregation. Fasting and praying day. The theme for today, as was introduced and we were told in the morning, is Ember Without Embarrassment. Ember Without Embarrassment. Our brother dwelt extensively on it in the morning. I was still going to continue on it this evening. We know that the four final months of the year are known as the Ember months, from September to December. And from what we know, they are usually characterized with beliefs that people have that calamity and evil will happen during that time. And the enemy is actually capitalizing on that to embarrass people who don't know their gods. But because we know our gods, because our God lives, we can face tomorrow. Because we know our God, and our God is greater than the power of the enemy, our tomorrow will be better than today in the name of Jesus. Because we serve a living God, the Almighty God, the Ancient of Days, our Ember month will not be characterized with embarrassment in the name of Jesus. We know that at the end of this year, the Ember month is usually characterized with calamities, road accidents, kidnapping, deaths, and all sorts of evil usually characterize the Ember months. Some due to human negligence and faults, others as a result of the activity of the enemy of the cross that walk around the clock. People have been walking from January till August, and they feel that at the end of the month, the year is coming to an end. As they enter the Ember month, they need to work extra time. They need to put extra effort to make end meet, to actualize their vision and their dream for the year. And so they work tirelessly. Some may not even sleep. Some drivers may not sleep. Out of carelessness, they will enter the road they want to drive. They just come from Onisha. They enter the road again, and all that continue. And before you know it, because human will be human, sleep will come, and the devil will put his hand, and disaster will happen. Praise the Lord. Embarrassment is a feeling of self-consciousness, a feeling of shame. That is what The Bible, the dictionary defines embarrassment. Another definition of embarrassment is a state of feeling foolish in front of others. The state of feeling foolish in front of others. And so, as our Lord led our daddy to put as a theme for this month, for this day, Ember without embarrassment. Ember without feeling or being foolish in front of others. And so, it is our prayer that in this Ember month, maybe unlike previous ones that you may have experienced, it is going to be different. It is going to be devoid of embarrassment. You are not going to be feeling foolish in front of others. Everything that will bring shame to your life, to your family, to your ministry, will be taken off in the name of Jesus Christ. We are looking at 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 8 to 20. 1 Samuel, the media. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 8 through 20. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they have drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by the post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I poured out my soul before the Lord. Canst not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial? For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. The Lord will remember somebody today in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 20. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked of the Lord. Because I have asked him of the Lord. Praise the Lord. B. because I have asked him of the Lord. I want you to just bow your heads and look at your life. We have read the story of Hannah. Hannah, the daughter of the Most High God. She was faced with embarrassment, which may not have been of her own making. But here was her before this very condition that she has prayed and prayed and she has become a laughing stock. Look at your life. What is that situation in your life that have made people to look at you and begin to ask, where is your God? Where is your God? Talk to the Lord now. Our God is here. The God who answered Hannah is here. What is that embarrassing situation in your life, in your family? Well, you may not have the embarrassing situation. Your daughter, your son, your spouse, your family member may be facing an embarrassing situation. The God of Hannah is here. Talk to him now. That he will deliver you. He will intervene. The way he intervened in the case of Hannah, your case will not be different. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hannah was a mother in Israel. She was loved by her husband. There was no doubt about that. The husband loved her. According to verse 5, where we read. However, she was tormented and afflicted, according to verse 7. By who? By her condition. And the enemy was using the maid, the other wife, to torment her. She was a committed woman and constant in prayer, according to verse 10 and verse 12. She could be likened to somebody who is always coming to the house of God. She does not miss midweek prayers. Any program in the church, she's here. At home, she's always praying. She's committed to the things of God. She was a lost, humble servant, according to verse 16 and verse 18. She also believed the divine promise that in spite of the embarrassment, in spite of the circumstances and the condition she found herself, she still had faith in the Lord. Praise the Lord. She made a vow and faithfully kept it, according to the chapter, if you go forward. God graciously rewarded her sacrifice. Hannah glorified God's grace and faithfulness at the end of the day. And so they went to Shiloh, according to the story that we have read. As is their custom, the family, they went there. And so, as is the custom, the husband loved her so much that what was due her, he never denied her. But however, there was this but in her life. And so she was not happy. As we know, in the world, in Africa in particular, and zeroing down to Nigeria, that the woman without a child will always face, you know, this hatred. She will be embarrassed by her in-laws, by people around her. And so Hannah was not happy. And the husband also knew that she was not happy. And what did the husband say? At a point, when the husband will see that, My wife is not happy. He knew, but he now made a statement. Why are you sad? Am I not more than 10 sons to you? Praise the Lord. Elkanah did not say, Hannah, why are you sad? You are more than 10 sons to me. Say, am I not more than 10 sons to you? Praise the Lord. So, all these ones were adding salt to injury. Hannah was not happy. Hannah was committed. Hannah was doing what was expected of her in the house of the Lord. She was faithful. She was righteous. And so Hannah decided to take the battle to the Lord. Just as we read in the morning in the case of Jacob. Say, enough is enough. Praise the Lord. Enough is enough. God, you must answer me today. Today. The Lord must answer me today. Yes, after they have eaten, Anna said, enough is enough. God, you must answer me today. Just as Jacob went to wrestle with the Lord, Hannah, in this case, went to the house of the Lord. Say, today, I will not let you go. I will not let you go. Let them be eating and be feasting. She abandoned food. She left the rest of people. She came before the Lord. And she put her mind to the Lord. She was talking to the Lord. She was talking to the Lord from her heart. Her lips were just moving, you know, and all that. And so, when Eli, the prophet, the servant of God, saw her early in the morning, say, Hannah, Abba, it's too early for you to have taken, you know, alcohol. I was wondering whether Hannah is related or they also have a situation that is likened to some people we have in this part of Nigeria. That early morning, they'll go and take a drop. No, a drop. It's a drop they used to take. They will use it before they will go out. You know? So very early morning, you can see some men. It's heavy in my mind to see whether there is women are still involved. I don't know. But I know that there are men that are involved in it. They go very early morning to go and take the shots. They call it roots. And they will use it early morning when they have not eaten anything. So, it is most likely that situation like that existed where, you know, Eli was that time. So, he said it's too early for you to have taken, you know, alcohol this morning. Anna said, no, it's not true. My Lord, I am pouring my mind, my heart unto my Maker, the Most High God. And so, when Hannah said this, Eli, the Lord also ministered to him, and he now blessed Hannah. Hannah went and he left with the blessing of the Lord. And the story changed. Hannah that was barren, Hannah became a mother of children. So, her embarrassment situation ended that very moment. And where did it happen? In the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before the presence of the Lord, you know, she spoke her mind. She talked to the Lord. She poured her mind unto the Lord. She spoke from her heart. Her agonizing situation, the embarrassment she has faced, she talked it unto the Lord. She did not go to native doctor. She did not go to any other source. She went to the Lord because she knew that the solution to our problem lies in the hands of the Lord. You have come to the presence of the Most High God this evening. And our God is here. The God who answered Hannah is very much around with us. and he will answer us tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that right from the time of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Praise the Lord. Hannah was desperate. She was desperate that enough is enough. And her desperation led her to pray. Intense prayer for that matter. She prayed. And her prayer led to her surrender and sacrifice. And the full surrender and sacrifice led to celebration. See the sequence of events. She was desperate. She desired that in her heart that enough is enough. So she was desperate that her condition, what has been giving her embarrassment, must come to an end. And that desperation led her to pray. That desperation led her to intense prayer. And the intense prayer led her to surrender and to make, you know, the vow of sacrificing, bringing back the child unto the Lord. And eventually, celebration followed. The Lord answered her. Hannah was specific. He said, if you can give me a male child. Praise the Lord. I'm sure, you know, because just as we have it in our tradition, whereby the male child is so magnified, that is, you know, a male child. If I don't have a male child, that was how, you know, a sister went looking for a male child. They have had all the children. He said, because somebody, just a child, told the daughter that you don't have a brother. She has many children. Up to five, then they are all girls. He said, I must have. So she vowed that she must have a male child. Praise the Lord. And I don't know how it went. Eventually, she took him. I met her in the cool hospital when my wife gave birth to our last child. I met her in a cool hospital. She lives in Warri. And before he knew it, she actually gave birth to the main child. But she died in the process. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our desperation should not take us outside of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have to be conscious and be careful. When we are desperate, Hannah was desperate, but she went to the Lord. She went to the right source. There are people who have lost their life because of desperation, because they went to the wrong source. Praise the Lord. What source do you go to as you are desperate? There are several embarrassing situations. We are just talking about child now. There are people who have embarrassing situation of health. They have health challenge. They have prayed. They have fasted. They have gone to several prayer houses, but there is no solution. But it is good for you to know that the solution does not lie outside of God. Whether you have gone to several prayer houses, whether you have fasted and you have prayed, whether you have done all that you need to do and you have not seen the solution does not lie outside of God. The solution is still within God. So focus on God. Focus on God. Look unto God. Pray unto God. Be fervent in prayer. The way the Lord answer Hannah, he will answer you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hannah pour out her mind, and she got the results of what she prayed for. A writer said, a man of God said, that until we begin to bleed in the place of prayer, we can never be blessing to others. until we begin to bleed in the place of prayer, we cannot be blessing to others. We know our Lord Jesus Christ went in agony, he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And, you know, at that moment, it was written and recorded that the sweat that was coming out of him was like blood. So you must bleed in a place of prayer. Pray with all sincerity and with all fervency. The scripture says that the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so your prayer must be effective. You must be fervent in your prayer for results to come. And we have come to the house of the Lord to pray. The God that answers Hannah. The God of Samuel that gave Samuel to Hannah is here to answer us. And he will answer us in the name of Jesus Christ. People may mistake you, just like they mistake Hannah that he was drunk, you know. When Eli was saying that he was drunk, he may say that you don't know what you are doing. But the God who knows our problem is the one that we are crying unto. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will that thy grace.
There is not a friend like that who is Jesus.
I'm sure when Hannah was praying, the husband was not there. The husband did not know what she was passing through. But the Lord knows. He knows our problem. He knows our struggle. When you are sleeping in the night and you are wetting your pillow, the Lord is aware. Your spouse may not be aware. Your brothers may not be aware. Your children may not be aware. But our God knows our problem. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. Media. Proverbs 4, verse 16 and 17. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil. And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. Verse 17. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. There are people who rejoice when you are falling. There are people who are looking forward to your downfall in life. But because we serve the God of Hannah, the God who answered prayer, the God who did not leave Hannah, the God who did not allow Hannah embarrassment to continue after that Shiloh of that year, that same God will answer you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And it is my prayer that as many who have vowed that you will go down this year, for your sake they will go down in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have vowed that they will not eat until they see you fall, until they see you cry, they will cry in your stead in the name of Jesus Christ. The psalmist says, my tears have been my meat day and night, when the enemy continually say unto me, where is your God? Where is your God? There are embarrassing moments that we call to question the God you serve. Say he always go to fast, he always pray, but we cannot see the substance. We cannot see the result of the fasting and prayer. Any situation that we call to question the God you serve in this ember month is hereby removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hannah pour her mind unto the Lord. And so we are going to spend time to pour our mind to the Lord tonight. You know your situation, I know my situation. As I said earlier on, you may be alright by your standards. You may not have embarrassing moments by your standards. But look at your family. Look at your children. Look at situation around you. Look at that situation that can be likened to that of Hannah. Look at your health situation. Your own may be a financial embarrassment. It can be, you know it more than others know it. You are going to talk to the Lord tonight. Let us rise. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide
There's not a prayer that I know Jesus. No, that's God. No, that's God.
There is no friends not I know Jesus.
No, it is not near us. No man's wrong, no man's wrong. Jesus knows all about our trouble.
Let's begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. Let's appreciate the God of Hannah. The God of Hannah, who is the same yesterday, who is the same today, who is the same forever. The God who never changed. As he did it for Hannah, is he well able to do it for us tonight? If only we can cry unto him. If only we can pray fervently tonight. The God that answered Hannah, he will answer us tonight. He will answer us tonight. You must desire a change. Hannah desired a change, and he saw the consequence. Are you satisfied with your condition? Are you satisfied with what you are seeing in your family? You need to cry unto the Lord tonight. The God of Hannah will answer you. The God of Hannah will answer you. The one who did not leave Hannah alone. He did not allow Hannah to continue in the embarrassing moment. That same God is here tonight to answer you. Cry unto him. Cry unto him. He will answer you. He will answer you. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord concerning your situation, concerning your family. Concerning your family, that the Lord will roll away every embarrassing situation from your family. He will roll away every embarrassing situation from your life. The God of Hannah will roll away every embarrassing moment, every embarrassing situation from your life. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord concerning your family. that the Lord will roll away. He will roll away. You will silence every power of embarrassment in your life. He will silence every power of embarrassment in your family. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. That the Lord will roll away every moment of embarrassment from your life in this environment. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. Let's look at our text again. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Verse 4 says, and when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. He gave portions to Peninnah his wife, to the sons and to the daughters. Verse number 5. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion. Praise the Lord. In verse 4, say he gave portions. In verse 5, he gave a worthy portion. For he loved Hannah, but the Lord has shut up her womb. We are going to talk to the Lord. That the Lord will open every closed door in our life. The God of Hannah, the God that answered Hannah, your own may not be the womb. It may be health. It may be finance. That every closed door in your life, in your family, the God of Hannah will open it. Talk to the Lord. Say, my God and my Father. Say like you mean it, my God and my Father. Every closed door to my health, to my finances, to my career, to my academies, to my ministry, be open in the name of Jesus Christ. Talk to the Lord that every closed door to your health, every closed door to your finances, every closed door to your career, every closed door to your ministry will be open after the order of the God of Hannah. Oh God, open every closed door to our finances, every closed door to our finances, every closed door to our health. Be open by fire, 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 be open by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In the book of Samuel that we have read, he said, Hannah shut the womb. Sorry, the Lord shut the womb of Hannah. But we know that there are still forces of darkness that at work that have shut the heavens against our finances, against our fruitfulness, against our health. We are going to cry to the Lord. Say, my God and my Father, every power of the enemy that have shut door against my prosperity, against my finances, against my health, against my academies, what are you waiting for? Expire by fire. Talk to the Lord now. That every power that has shut door against your finances, Every power that has shut door against your career, every power that has shut door against your health, will expire by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Verse 6 says, and her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord has shut up her womb. Say, my God and my Father. My God and my Father. Silence every voice that is speaking against my fruitfulness, that is speaking against my prosperity, in the name of Jesus Christ. Talk to the Lord, that the Lord will silence every voice that is speaking against your fruitfulness, against your prosperity. Lord, silence. Silence every voice that is speaking against my prosperity, against my fruitfulness, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, the enemy that wants you to weep will enjoy the weeping in your stead, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Verse 9 says, so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk, she rose up into the house of the Lord. And when she went there, she went to pray. She did not go to play. She went there to have an encounter with the Lord, just as we have come to meet with the Lord tonight. Verse 10, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. and wept sore. The Lord knows our sorrow. He knows our story more than we know it. She went before the Lord. She poured her mind to the Lord. She did not allow the enemy to see her tears this time. Say, God, come and see me. I am weeping before you now. God, you must answer me. God, you must answer me. She was desperate. She desired a change. Change is a catalyst that will lead you to the next level. If you sincerely desire for that change, you will say enough is enough. Until you are uncomfortable with your situation, there can never be a change. So tonight you are going to talk to the Lord. You are going to talk to the Lord. That situation that make you to weep, that situation that make you to be in bitterness, you know it more than I do, that the Lord will roll it away. As he roll away and wipe away the tears of Hannah, that the Lord will wipe away my tears. Say, my God and my Father. My God and my Father. You know my condition more than I do. Lord, wipe away my tears. Wipe away my secret tears. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, wipe away my secret tears. Wipe away my secret tears. Wipe away my tears. Wipe away my tears. Wipe away my tears. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, wipe away my tears. Wipe away my tears. Wipe away my tears. Wipe away my tears. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, wipe away my tears. Wipe away my tears. Wipe away my tears. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. If you read the verse that follow, you know, after Eli have asked her and she answered and all that, second, number, verse 16, say, count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. Somebody is going home in peace tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. May the God of Israel, the God of Hannah, the God of our Savior Chapel, answer you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. So verse 18 says, and she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad, because the answer has come. What will remove that sad countenance from you is what the Lord, only the Lord can do. Man cannot do it. The woman went away and did eat. Say, my God and my Father. My God and my Father. As Hannah found grace in your sight, I pray tonight, Lord, in December month of 2021, grace will speak for me. Speak for my family. In the name of Jesus Christ, begin to talk to the Lord that has Hannah found grace in the eye of the Lord. In this ember month of 2021, grace will speak for you. 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 In your career, grace will speak for you. In your academics, grace will speak for you. In your finances, grace will speak for you. As you journey, grace will speak for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let grace speak for me. Let grace speak for me. In this ember month, Lord, let grace speak for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. Say, my God, my Father. My God, my Father. Every power that have determined to embarrass me, to embarrass my family, in this environment, what are you waiting for? Expire by fire! In the name of Jesus, turn to the Lord. Every power that has determined, every power that has vowed to embarrass you, to embarrass your family, in this environment, what is the power waiting for? Expire now! Expire now! Expire now! Expire now! Expire! 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 Expire in the name of Jesus! 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We know, just as we said, in the Ember month, there is a pattern. And in some family, they have it. Say, in the Ember month, this is what will happen. And it can be traced to the family line. We are going to pray. Say, my God and my Father. Every tree of embarrassment in my father's house, in my mother's house, die to your root now. Die from your root now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every root, every tree of embarrassment in your family, from your father's house, your mother's house, die from the root. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So my God, my Father, every foundation of embarrassment in my life, in my family, be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, every foundation of embarrassment, every foundation of embarrassment in my family, in my family, in my life, in my father's house, be uprooted by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, my God and my Father, in this environment, every wind of embarrassment that is blowing, that wants to blow across my way, be neutralized by the blood of Jesus now. Every wind of embarrassment be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Every wind of embarrassment be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Every wind of embarrassment be neutralized, be neutralized, be neutralized, be neutralized, be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Every wind of embarrassment, every wind of embarrassment be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Wind of embarrassment be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Because we have come to meet with the Lord tonight and not with man. Because we have read the story of Hannah. And by divine mandate, the theme is that ember without embarrassment. The way the Lord rolled away the embarrassment of Hannah, so will every embarrassment that we have hitherto faced and that is awaiting us will be rolled away in the name of Jesus Christ. The power that wiped away the tears of Hannah, let that power wipe away every tears from your life, from your family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As Hannah went home, and the countenance, the sad countenance was changed, the Lord is changing every sad moment in your life right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hannah went home with answer to her prayer. Tonight, you are going home with answer to your prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. That sad moment that only you know, that you have spoken to the Lord of Hannah, will answer you speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. As Hannah came the following year celebrating, so shall you celebrate in the name of Jesus. Instead of embarrassment in December month, you will be celebrated in the name of Jesus Christ. When others are shouting, there is a casting down, you will shout our battles and lifting up in the name of Jesus Christ. When the enemy will raise up a standard for you, the God of Hannah will answer them in seven ways in the name of Jesus Christ. Instead of weeping in December month, you will celebrate in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the ember month, we are looking forward to the birth of Jesus Christ. You will be celebrated. You will be celebrated. No man is permitted to tell you sorry. Congratulations is your portion. Congratulations is your portion. For Jesus' mighty name.